Environment Matters, sponsored by Wuka Period Pants, the reusable menstrual underwear that completely replaces disposables. Find out more at wuka.co.uk and join the revolution.
And a big welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is, of course, the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around St. Albans and from further afield. Now, coming up later, meeting the Green Angels. But first, this Sunday, the coming Sunday, the St. Albans Sustainability Festival will be holding their market takeover. So what's it all about? I spoke to Sustainability Festival Chair and one of the market takeover organisers, Catherine Ross, to find out. So Catherine, the Sustainability Festival is taking over the market between 11 and 5 this Sunday. Give us a taste of some of the stalls that we can expect.
There is going to be all sorts going on. We have got a display of electric cars, we've got bikes and bike repair and the police doing bike marking, we've got plastic-free shopping, we've got local kind of nature and conservation charities, there's all sorts.
Okay, so lots to sort of learn about there. What else will there be there for us to enjoy?
There'll be food. Everybody wants food. There's going to be delicious food and all vegetarian and vegan food.
All vegetarian and vegan, but all delicious.
Absolutely.
Yummy. Jolly good. And how about something to entertain us? Anything there?
So we've got a stage area for local music. So outside the town hall, there's going to be a stage with local bands regularly throughout the day, and then places to sit around there and eat your delicious food. And then the stalls all about sustainable living right from one end of town to the other.
Okay, fantastic. So this is just a lot of sustainable fun, things we can learn. But actually, this is a nice place to just spend a couple of hours with the family.
Yeah, absolutely. Like any of the special market days or events in the middle of town, you can come along and stay for 10 minutes and just have fun, or you could spend the whole afternoon and learn loads talking to all the different stallholders.
Fantastic. So what do you hope that people will get from the market takeover?
Well, the whole Sustainability Festival is about inspiring people to make practical changes to live more sustainably. And that's what I'm hoping, is that they'll come along to the market takeover and they'll feel inspired to go home and plant some more vegetables in the garden, or get their bike out and get it working. Or maybe they're thinking of buying a new car and they decide, oh, I will think about an electric car. It's about making practical changes in their lives to live more sustainably.
Fantastic. We look forward to being inspired by the market takeover on Sunday. Catherine, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
So, there you go. Sounds great, doesn't it? I thought I'd take a chat with a couple of the businesses taking part in the market takeover, just to give you a bit of a flavour. And I started with Jill Watson, who runs the Phase Out Plastic Market Store. Let's see what she had to say. So, Jill, thank you for joining me. So, go on then, how does your business help us phase out plastic?
Well, I just wanted to be primarily a market stall that people could come to and buy products that will help them kind of get rid of the single-use plastic, but also they can come and have a look, have a chat and see kind of what they want to do to start. Basically, where do we start with, getting rid of these plastics that we actually really don't need?
Okay, then. So you said people coming to talk to you. You've got a stall on the market, is that right?
Yes, I'm there on a Wednesday. I do move around a little bit, but I'm generally kind of around the Clarks or Boots area.
Okay. And
then I've got a kind of a banner at the front so you can see where I am and who I am. And just kind of come and have a look and see what we've got laid out, and have a look if there's anything that you think you might be able to incorporate into your daily life.
Okay. So you've decided that your business is going to be face-to-face with people, not online. Why is that?
Well, a number of reasons, really. Firstly, I think it's important when you're making a change for a specific reason to kind of, know why you're doing it, to have a look at the products that you're going to be changing over to, make sure you're getting value for your money. And it's nice just to have an area to go and have a discussion. The customers love coming and just having a look. Oh, I've got one of those, but maybe I'll try that, maybe I'll do this. So it's kind of more a two-way business, as it were.
Right, okay. So you value that sort of face-to-face interaction.
Yeah.
Brilliant. So have you got any particular products that are favourites with your customers?
Oh, yes, I have. People love a collapsible coffee cup. It's just one of those things that, I think when you're buying products instead of using single use. It has to give you a bit of extra value. So it has to add something as well as, you know, help the environment. So if it's something that's convenient, then people love it. So I think that's the thing is, you know, the products that have an extra value really go down well with the people.
I think you're right. And as we move away from disposable, cheap, single-use things, actually we'll be looking for items that have got more than one function, really
definitely.
Useful things that are really working hard for their space, won't we?
Because the single-use plastic is kind of, it's fundamentally there for convenience. And by not using it, we seem to be taking away part of that convenience, and people are very aware of that. So if you're replacing it with something else, it has to, you know, it has to do something other than just help the environment. Customers are reluctant to change unless they see an actual benefit as well.
Right. OK. So tell us what you'll be doing for the Festival of Sustainability then. What have you got planned?
Well, I'm quite lucky because I'm already on the market on the Wednesdays anyway. So we're just going to kind of expand what we do on the Wednesdays. We're going to have kind of a board up on the stall where people can put their ideas on of not particularly products that they use, but things that they do to be more sustainable. You know, kind of what ideas have you been trying out? We'll have discussions. I'm going to have a couple of little competitions and a couple of new little products that are a little bit funky that people can try out. So it's just trying to get more people over to come and have a conversation and give me their ideas as well as, you know, thinking of things that I can then feed back to the people. And then I'm going to post whatever I can on social media to share as much as possible of this information.
Okay, so people make their way to your store, but if not, follow you on social media.
Yes, definitely.
Phase Out Plastic, and see some of the ideas that hopefully the hive mind come up with and share with you. That's great. Jill, thank you very much indeed for joining me.
Thank you.
And I was talking there to Jill Watson from Phase Out Plastic. Well, whilst Jill is not online and prefers to sell face-to-face, Selçuk Sami of Rainbow Brands is the other way around. Actually, his business is mainly online and he'll just be venturing face-to-face for the market takeover. I think you might like to hear a bit more about Rainbow Brands. Selçuk, thank you very much indeed for joining me. So Rainbow Products sells out a whole range of products online, don't you? And all sorts of things. I mean, I saw washing bowls, a clinometer for measuring slopes, a bottle that makes any water clean enough to drink. How do you choose the products that you sell?
Well, what we try and do is we try and find authentic brands, brands that can connect, brands that would inspire people to lead a more healthier and sustainable lifestyle.
Right, okay. And are they to, I mean, some of the brands are sort of connected with doing things outdoors,
correct,
aren't they?
But yeah, they are. We've got, you know, we've got Slope Angel, as you mentioned, which is an outdoor product. It's an avalanche detection gadget. We've got a number of water bottles. One's a water to go filter bottle that gets you outdoors. And we celebrate the great outdoors.
Right, OK. But then you've got other things, as I say, like the sort of things to do with washing your clothes that are just for everyday life as well, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. The Corable, I think you're mentioning there, you're referring to.
Yes. Now, we've heard a lot about plastic fibres being shed by our clothes, haven't we? You know, when they're washed and all these plastic fibres ending up in water and then in the marine environment and then gets eaten by a fish. Tell us about this ball you've got, which is sort of a solution to this.
Sure. The Corable is the world first microfiber catching laundry ball, and all you do is quite literally put it in your laundry machine, your washing machine, with your clothes, and what it does is it collects the microfiber that your clothes give off, and it stops the microfiber from entering the water system.
Right. So it can't collect all of them, can it? How much of them
No.
does it collect?
There's been a recent study in Toronto, Canada, and from a fleece blanket, it's been found that 26% of microfibers were collected from the corable.
Okay, so that's, you know, that's worth doing. That's a reasonable
Absolutely.
Amount,
it
isn't
is, yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Okay. So is it made of plastic?
It's plastic. Yeah, it is plastic. It's from recycled plastic and it's recyclable, and it's what this product does, and what I'm excited about is it gets you thinking. It gets it inspires people. It inspires me to change your behaviour. So the more people that can do this, hopefully we'll get a bigger impact and a positive result.
Okay, so I suppose we're all thinking about what we're washing, and
correct,
this will help us on the way to a more sustainable wash, but perhaps there's other things that we do as well. I was also interested by the Lightmire Fire products.
Yes.
Now, these are going to become available during May, during the St Albans Sustainability Festival. Tell me a little bit about these products.
Yeah, I mean, Lightmire Fire is a Swedish brand, and they will be releasing their new bioplastic range. And these are going to be made from bioplastic as opposed to your traditional plastics.
Right. And they looked a little bit like, well, I suppose sort of a bit Tupperware. The kind of thing that you take if you're going out for picnics and that sort of thing.
Absolutely right. Yeah, they're the types of things that you would use them for.
Right.
And we'll be releasing images on our website, rainbowbrands.co.uk, in the next few weeks.
Okay. I mean, they looked quite jazzy as well, quite sort of...
They are colourful. Like My Fire have a very colourful range, certainly their new range. And yes, they're not like your traditional outdoorish dark products. They are very colourful, and that's why we chose them as well.
Okay, so hopefully fun to use,
fun to use,
and a bit more sustainable as well.
Absolutely.
That's great. Okay, well, perhaps, but you know, people have sort of heard what you've said there, and they're kind of think, well, I'd quite like to see a bit more for myself. Are you coming along to the market takeover on the 19th of May?
Absolutely, Amanda. Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. We will be there, and we'll be bringing, you know, our brands with us, and we look forward to meeting the community and
Well, that'd be great, actually, because you say you're an online shop, so this will be a nice opportunity for you people to be able to see actually what some of your products look like in person, won't it?
That'd be brilliant.
So that's at the market takeover on the 19th of May. We look forward to seeing you then.
Thanks.
Thank you for joining me today.
Thanks, Amanda.
And I was talking there to Selçuk Sami of Rainbow Brands. Apologies, I called it Rainbow Products when I started that off. Hopefully you realise that I made a mistake there. Anyway, the Sustainability Festival continues right until the end of May, and on Thursday evening, the Green Angel Syndicate is holding an event. I spoke to Cameron Ross to hear a bit more about the syndicate and the event that they're holding. Cameron, thank you for joining me. Could you just explain what the Green Angel Syndicate is?
Sure, Amanda. Thanks for having me. Green Angel Syndicate is a collection of investors, and we invest business angel funding into startup businesses to help them to succeed. But the critical thing that we do, which sets us apart from any other syndicate, is we only invest in companies that are of benefit to the green economy. So that means companies that are helping the environment in some way, helping us all reduce our consumption, cleaning up waterways, things like that.
Okay. So could you give a couple of examples, perhaps, of things you've invested in recently, just to give us a good flavour?
Sure. Let's see. Over the course of the last year, we've invested in about 15 businesses. One of them is Switch. Switch is a great company. It takes an existing bicycle and converts it into an e-bike. So instead of spending a few £1,000 buying a new electric bike, convert with a Switch kit for a few £100. Another example would be Elucid, a company that takes old, broken ceramics and glassware and remanufactures them into high-quality kitchen surfaces or tiles, thus really reducing the energy consumption required for production of those items.
Okay, so, you know, even you're just talking there and I'm thinking, oh, some really good ideas there. So it sounds like you've got some really interesting companies that you're putting money into. But can you just explain why it's better than just putting your money into a green investment fund? I mean, there's no shortage of those now, is there?
That's true. I think what really attracts members to join Green Angel Syndicate is the fact that not only can they spend their money into an investment that they think is a worthwhile one, but also they have the potential to get involved themselves. So people, for example, who might have had a career in marketing and who think that the company that they are interested in could really use their marketing assistance. Or, for example, someone in retail and who knows a whole bunch of people in the retail sector can help these companies who need to retail their products. So it's all about engagement from a personal level, not just the money side of things.
Okay, so this is for people who really want to make a difference.
For sure.
Right. OK. Now, so as part of the Sustainability Festival, you're inviting people to join you for dinner at Luzman's. I think that's on Thursday, the 23rd. Who are you hoping will come along to this?
Well, I think sort of the people that we've just described. So people who have some spare money to invest in a company that they believe in, who they believe will make a difference to the world. We're going to be profiling some of those companies, many more examples than you and I have discussed here. And we're also going to be looking at the overall picture of investing in the UK with respect to things like the recent Committee on Climate Change report, the UK government's declaration of a climate emergency. It makes it a very interesting market to be investing in. And we'll be talking about some companies we've invested in, some we're looking at the moment, and as I said, that overall environment.
Right, okay. So from what you're saying, it sounds like green investments are actually quite a good place to be at the moment.
Well, as you know, we can't give any specific advice for any particular investment, but the whole sector is really expanding. And what several studies have found, particularly over the last 12, 24 months, is that investments in green technologies can be highly profitable as well as doing good for the world. You know, compared with, as you alluded to before, just a normal tracker fund or just a normal green investment fund.
Yeah, well, as you say, we can't give any specific advice. Always risks involved, but certainly sounds very interesting and worth finding out more about. So that's on Thursday the 23rd, and people have to book for that, don't they?
That's right, and there's a link on our website at greenangelsyndicate.com/events. We'd be happy to see people who are interested.
Cameron, thank you very much indeed for joining me. There you go. I was talking to Cameron Ross there from the Green Angel Syndicate. Do come along to the market takeover. Radio Verulam has a stall there where we'll be recording your sustainable stories, your thoughts about the environment, your concerns, where you are with the environment at the moment. It will be lovely to see you there. Do come and say hi. Until the same time next week, thank you very much indeed for joining me.
Environment Matters, sponsored by Wooka Period Pants, the reusable menstrual underwear that completely replaces disposables. Find out more at wooka.co.uk and join the revolution.